relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
So to gun owners out there who say, well, a Biden administration means they're going to come for my guns.
Bingo. You're right if you have an assault weapon. The fact of the matter is they should be illegal, period.
Except for the people who protect you, right, Sleepy Joe? They're allowed to have them, the Secret Service, the latest assault weapons, whatever that is. And now it's not just the AR, the Armalite they're going after. It's 9mm handguns because... defying physics, he says, they blow the lungs out of your bodies. Unless you're a deer wearing Kevlar. He said that again. Oh, and don't forget, cannons have always been illegal, but they're not, and you can buy one now. Let's talk about all of these issues with a guy who, I don't know, did he run away from me? Was he ghosting me? No, he just changed his cell phone. We tracked him down. He is a patriot and a warrior for the Second Amendment. He's Majd Touré of Black Guns Matter. Marge, welcome back to America First.
Hey, what's up, Doc? I appreciate you for having me. I would never ghost you, Doc.
I know. I'm just having fun. I'm so glad. Mr. G, you can't hide from Mr. G, my producer. He will track you down and he found you. But before we get to the serious stuff, well, this is serious too, but let's have a little bit of fun because I like the T-shirt you're wearing. If you're not watching us on Rumble, why? If you're listening, he's got an OD green shirt that says Black Guns Matter that I think I've seen before. There you go. I've got the long sleeve version. There I am with my Daniel Defense Mark 18 with a DR Spectre 4x scope and a suppressor. Love that gun. It's my new favorite, what shall I say, to get rid of varmints that are two-legged that would dare to raid my home. That's what I'm using. And Marge, I posted that a few days ago, and the left, I'm wearing your T-shirt, they went insane. Why did they go insane? And why did you have to step up? I saw you step up and comment on my Instagram post.
Yeah, it had to be said because a lot of times we, you know, people that are usually freedom people or people that are more identify on the right, we tend to live and let live. And the leftists have allowed that to work in their favor. So you have somebody that hasn't done any research. They don't know what the shirt is about. They don't know what you're supporting. They don't do a modicum of just, you know, Googles to see exactly what our organization is about. But then they wanted to jump all into this tirade about somehow this means that Doc doesn't care about black life and this and all of these different things. And a lot of times freedom people just let people be wrong. But I just took personal offense to that. I you've had us on your platform several times. We've met at CPAC. We've chopped it up. And I just think that we got to start pushing back when there's a false narrative being explained. And I knew those guys were completely wrong. And I felt like, we could poke some fun at it. So when I reposted it or retweeted it, everybody started to, you know, ratio those guys tremendously. But it just speaks to the level of how people will repeat a narrative based on assumption with no actual facts, no actual research. And we got to, as many times as we can, make those people look foolish, because if they're foolish, maybe they'll be quiet and learn before they...
I doubt that, but we've got to push back, and you push back very eloquently. And thank you for reminding me. I knew of you, but I finally got to meet you backstage at CPAC pre-COVID. And my wife said, I just heard this guy. You've got to meet him. And you were there. What was it, like a red tartan suit? It was epic, dude. Am I remembering right? Was it red tartan?
Absolutely. The suit was amazing. I did several outfit changes throughout the duration of CPAC. It's always a good time down there at CPAC. I actually think I might go on down to Dallas this year, too.
Beautiful. I'll see you there. Okay, for those who missed the couple of interviews we've done with you in the past, who aren't familiar with what you're doing with your Solutionary Center, let's start at the beginning. What is Black Guns Matter, and what are you and your colleagues doing? Because you've raised over $500,000 for this incredible service you're providing to all Americans, especially in the big cities where they don't get to protect themselves like they should.
Right. we basically created an organization called Black Guns Matter that shows the areas where that have the most violent crime generally have most leftist policies, including the racist practice of gun control. This is not about safety. It's not about making our community safer or better or improving the quality of life. This is about control, pure and simple. The Second Amendment is very clear, and targeting urban demographics that may feel not as included in that conversation was something that we needed to solve. So we started Black Guns Matter. We initially were on GoFundMe. We raised the money to make these classes free to all about basic firearm safety, conflict resolution, de-escalation, basic manipulation of firearms, and things of that nature. Fast forward a few years, we've raised over maybe $500,000. After we got to a milestone, we would ask the people, do you think we should keep going? And then the people eventually said, you should raise $1 million, continue to keep the classes for free, and buy the building outright.
Let's just reiterate that. That's incredibly important. So you're giving classes in de-escalation, in personal protection, but you're giving them for free. That's crucially important. Yeah. I want people to understand that. So the website is blackgunsmatter.myshopify.com for the institution that he is building. It's now givesendgo.com/solutionary, like solution but stationary. And talk to us about why you decided to flip and go from GoFundMe to GiveSendGo. Please explain that to our listeners.
Yeah, GoFundMe, one, you know, they were the best at the time that we had, but over the last year and a half of the plandemic and scamdemic, we saw a lot of freedom folks from all across the world push back. GoFundMe decided that one of the truckers' convoys that was, in essence, saying, hey, we're going to push back against these authoritarian moves. They raised about $9 million on GoFundMe.
Right. For the truckers.
They raised $9 million, and GoFundMe said, we're going to freeze these assets. Not only were they going to freeze those assets, they were going to redistribute those assets to pre-approved fundraising organization. So basically, GoFundMe turned into like a socialism website.
Right. For people who missed this story, you know, a private individual wants to donate to the truckers. They raise almost $10 million, and then GoFundMe goes, no. We're going to give it to somebody else, not the people you want to give it to, but to somebody else who's into social justice. Right.
Right. They just reallocated the funds, or then they got pushback, and then the general public said, no, that's not OK. So they decided to give the money back. But even with that happening, we didn't feel like it was in alignment with our cause anymore. It wasn't alignment with we don't want to do business, or because, you know, it's still a business. GoFundMe takes a certain percentage. Then we heard about GiveSendGo. GiveSendGo, they don't take a percentage. Let's say someone wants to donate $100 to our efforts, they won't take any of that money out of there. That person can choose to say, we're going to give maybe $5 or $10 or whatever amount they want to GiveSendGo as well. It's amazing. It's a faith-based crowdfunding site. So we switched over to there. So we just made the balance, the remaining, let's say, $500,000. You know, we were out of commission for a while. And then GiveSendGo actually wound up starting to get cyber attacks and things like that, too. But saying that to say, we switched over there, and now we're right under $20,000 with a remainder of about $480,000. And again, that will finance, that continues to finance all of the classes at the Solutionary Center in regards to firearms. But we also now, by having this location, we're doing classes on certifying people for phlebotomy, stop the bleed, yoga, firearms.
For people who don't know, I love this word. I learned it recently. What is phlebotomy? It's not the study of butterflies. It sounds like it should be. It is when you give blood, you are a phlebotomist. Yeah. So you're giving lessons in that as well?
Yes. We have nurses that are there to create jobs. And the spike that we've had with all of these people getting their blood work done, which can be a good thing. I don't like the conditions that it came under in regards to COVID so much. But there's jobs that can be created there. So that's a trade or a skill set that someone that wants to make maybe an entry level position of just drawing blood. We can certify them to do that. It's about a 45 to 60 day course, depending on how rigid the person is. And after that, they become certified. We can immediately start to create jobs for people in the community that want to. That's a skill that's in demand right now. So we do that. We have classes on, you know, setting up your EIN, setting up, you know, LLCs, S-Corps basically finance, Spanish. We got a guy coming in, a brother coming in about to teach basics of plumbing. We are going to make all of the things that a community actually needs. That has to be in alignment also with the value of the equity that you've built up in your life. It's easy to teach somebody how to protect their life, but if a person doesn't feel as if their community or their own individual life doesn't have skill sets and traits to benefit from, we're not teaching them anything to protect. So
you have so graduated from what we discussed 2 years ago. Why isn't everybody, why aren't all conservatives, you know, having courses for people to how to start their own businesses, get a tax number or learn a trade? This is beautiful, dude. You've got to support this guy. Follow him right now on Twitter at Maj Toure, M-A-J-T-O-U-R-E. He is the founder of Black Guns Matter. So much more to discuss. But first, I need to ask you, have you seen 2000 Mules? It is the record breaker of the decade, the most downloaded documentary in 10 years from my Salem colleague Dinesh D'Souza. Over 1 million downloads in the first 6 days. I have a vested interest in it because it is the proof of how they stole the election. Download it, order the DVD today at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com. Dinesh D'Souza's latest blockbuster, 2000 Mules. If you enjoy our show, be sure to subscribe. Go to Spotify today, plug in my name, America First, and never miss an episode. If you haven't done so already, register for our Stand With Israel tour. We are going to the Holy Land for 10 days later this year with Dinesh D'Souza and his lovely wife, Debbie, for the trip of a lifetime. Even if you've been to the Holy Land before, you haven't been with me and Dinesh. I'm not vaccinated and I'm going because Israel realized they messed it up. They've dropped all those requirements for vaccine passports. Join me for the trip of a lifetime along with Dinesh and our muses. Register today. Don't miss this trip. 855-565-5519 or just go to standwithisraeltour.com. That's 855-565-5519, standwithisraeltour.com. Dear friends, you know my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their lives. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his My Slippers. For a limited time, you'll get $90 off a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. They took over 2 years to develop. They're designed to wear indoor and out. I've already worn out my first pair of My Slippers, and they're made with the same amazing My Pillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue and lined with real suede. Call 800-829-8468. Use promo code Gorka for that massive discount or just go to mypillow.com and click on the radio listener square and put in the secret code G-O-R-K-A. This offer won't last long. You won't regret it. They are the best slippers I have ever owned. And $90 off MyPillow.com. Do it today. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. I'm so excited. After this interview, I'm going to go off. I'm going to donate some more money to you because what you are doing is what America needs across the cities. People to be able to learn skills and also to become their own bosses, to establish businesses and then be able to protect those businesses. So let me ask you, let's do a little bit of, you know, demography here. If we can talk about phlebotomy, we can talk about demography. Who is coming to your course? I know you go on the road, but who's coming to your courses in Philly elsewhere? Is it every cross-section of the inner city? Tell us who wants to learn and who wants to protect themselves, Maj.
The amazing thing is we're getting huge amounts of women from all different age groups. I mean, like, we have a sister named Mama Nzinga, who's been a community activist, like, actually trying to protect the community for years, maybe as long as I've been alive. She comes to the yoga classes. She comes to Stop the Bleed classes. And that's the age up here. The lowest level, we had a firearm class. We had a two-year-old there. I mean, we're seeing people that are just so open to knowing that there's something available for them to learn how to do that in a non-judgmental way. We've had so many people saying, I wanted to learn about firearms, but I didn't want anybody to think that I was learning about firearms to do the wrong thing. I just wanted to learn about firearms to be able to protect myself and not get in any you know, incorrect legal situation. So we have guys that are actually coming. We're going to do something for some of the guys that have done stretches in prison as well. Guys that may have done some time, felons, that have turned their lives around. that are going to be guiding and getting younger people to be involved on and not being involved in street life, as well as how they can get their rights restored to vote, as well as working on getting their rights restored for the Second Amendment. So this all comes under the roof of the work that we're doing at the Solutionary Center. And again, all of these classes are free to every single person that walks through our doors.
Talk to us about what you're seeing in terms of a new community, Marge, of gun owners. So in Virginia, I go to my local gun store every other week just to check stuff out. Under COVID, it was insane. Even at the height of the lockdown, you went to this second story shop, and the line, the social distance line, was out of the door, down the corridor, down the stairs. Then you look at the figure for the NCIS background checks, and we're looking at the average of 3 to 5 million gun purchases per month under COVID. Are we creating a new constituency across America?
Absolutely. There's more liberty-minded people. Our work at Black Guns Matter was to get that demographic involved. In Philadelphia, where I'm from, and over the last year, the Philadelphia Police Department, or, you know, the guys under control of the, you know, the leftists, they were going to shut down the license to carry unit. Myself, as well as Firearms Policy Coalition, pushed back against that and said, you need to make this available online like everything pretty much else is online. Over the last year, while we were getting the Solutionary Center ready, we got people lined up and signed up for their licenses to carry. Licenses to carry in the city of Philadelphia are up 600%.
Wow. Now, what happens there? I got my permit in D.C. a while back. People don't even realize you can carry in D.C. I had to do loads of mandatory training. I had to go to a range and get tested. But now people don't realize, because they lost a court case, God bless Heller et al., it is a shall issue. It's not a state. It's a shall issue district if you go through the hoops. What's the situation in Philly? Because most people will say, what? You can get a permit in Philly? How does it work?
You go online. You fill out a background check. You give your fingerprints. You get a background check and a criminal. Hey, you're good? Cool. You come down. They call you. You go pick it up. You pay them $20.
Wow. Wow. That's incredible. You are doing the Lord's work. All right, let me ask you, got to get your reaction. We'll go a little bit deep dive in a moment, but your initial reaction to the Uvalde killings and what we're hearing about law enforcement and how that went down.
First response was, it reminded me of the cowards in Broward County. Yeah. And I hate to say that, because I have friends and family that are law enforcement. I'm a limited government guy. But I respect most people, like most guys that join the military. They really they want to serve. They really want to protect communities. So I hate to cast it in that light. However, it made me think about that. When you have moms willing to get out of handcuffs and go in there to protect our babies, I think that says something when guys are outside. And then something else is also said when the head guy in charge down there now doesn't want to comply with, you know, federal agencies and giving a statement, then he's up to get, you know, a new seat in city council. A lot of that stinks. On top of that, outside of law enforcement for a while, we have to stop making our schools soft targets for our children. You rewind back a bit to Buffalo. This kid said he wanted to go to Buffalo to kill Black people. He knew that they would not have the means to defend themselves, and that's literally what he wrote out. We are doing the wrong thing in regards to asking for less people available to defend life and saying our school shouldn't be protected by men and women with firearms. Huge shouts to Thomas Massie for presenting and co-authoring legislation that would remove gun-free zones. They've been there since 1991, co-authored by Joe Biden in 1990, became law in 1991. Since then, over 90% of mass shootings are in gun-free zones. So it's a twofold. I think that even though the police have no legal obligation to protect you, I don't think that you should have that job if you're not willing to step up when it's time.
Right.
The other thing is, I want us to really look at the data. The data shows us that the places where there are these gun-free zones is where the problems are. And I want us to stop pretending like there aren't organizations like Faster Saves Lives in Ohio that actually trains the educators that want to carry, that many have licenses to carry already. We're hamstringing our children and hamstringing the instructors by not letting them have the ability to defend life in the rare situations that they may need to. So I think overall, there needs to be a restructuring of that, the education and what they're telling people what to do, run, hide, and potentially fight. You're also telling these people not to train. So it's a contradiction. The deaths are mounting up because people recognize that they're shooting fish in a barrel.
Right.
And we have to appeal all gun-free zones.
On that issue, A.W.R. Hawkins, the Second Amendment guy at Breitbart, published a piece recently based upon a federal study whereby, guess which state has the most mass shootings? Yeah, it's California, with the most gun-free zones and some of the most restrictive legislation. California, guys, come on, wake up. We're talking to Maj Touré, the founder of Black Guns Matter. Okay, I'm going to jump straight in here. Let's talk about some tough statistics, Maj.
Yeah.
People talk about Vietnam as something very, very negative. They talk about the unfair draft, the unfair, perhaps, focus on black draftees. You look at the figures for how many people died. There were less than 4,000 black Americans who died in 15 years in Vietnam as draftees. Then we look at the crime stats for America, and we look at the mortality rates. The highest mortality, the most dangerous thing for a white young man in America is accidents, is car crashes or drownings. The highest mortality factor, the most dangerous thing for a black young man, is to be shot by who? Not a police officer, but another black man, young man. 9,000 a year, multiples of 15 years in Vietnam. There's no wand we can wave. There's no gun law that's going to fix that. However, will you talk to us about what will have to change in terms of culture and especially the focus? Do you talk in your speeches traveling the country? Is there a focus on the fact that more than 72% of black children are born into fatherless homes? Because I think that's got to be part of it.
So there's several things. The culture piece is absolutely critical. But I want to step back and I want to make sure that we're not making it seem as if that's just happening in a vacuum. There are other things that Democratic policies over time specifically did, especially after, let's say, in the 60s, going into the 70s. Even when you're talking about welfare, which was created right after the Great Depression, and overwhelmingly white women are on welfare more. But one of the things that happened in the black community was if you took welfare, you were, as a woman, you were not allowed to have a husband or a man in the house.
Right. Because you'd lose your welfare.
Right. And these are, and again, I have friends and family that I love dearly, but the policies are the policy. These were democratically pushed policies. So then you have, okay, we're going to drop drugs in a community. Then we're going to drop guns in a community. After we've removed fatherlessness, and this isn't like all within a week. This is a targeted situation over time. Now, does that mean that there's no accountability for the individual? Absolutely not. I have to make sure that that's very clear. However, these things by design were there to do a thing, and we're seeing the remnants of it now. We're seeing a space in conjunction with the fact that in those same areas where that diabolical scheme by the lefties was crafted, they also said, oh, we also want a bunch of gun control. We also want to remove civics from the school. We also want to remove your autonomy. We also don't want to tell you anything about trades. We also want to ship the jobs out of those communities. Philadelphia, where I live, was a textile and manufacturing giant for some time now. Boeing jets right on the boulevard here in Philadelphia. You could go there and get a job fresh out of high school making, you know, jet parts. My point in saying that is, when there is a highly orchestrated phenomenon to target a demographic, poor, working class, black, brown, so forth and so on, you are going to get the results that are intended. And we're seeing a lot of those results. Now, what we have to do is the work that we're doing at the Solutionary Center. When you have a bunch of young men that don't feel as if their life matters, right? They don't feel as if they have any equity built up in this life. When they have a feeling where no one's around, and no, it's just not even going to matter. You are going to get chaos. I don't care about what group you're in. If I was an evil genius and did the same thing to white, poor, and middle class communities, I would get the same exact outcome. It's what's happening with white guys in Philly and Kensington, which is America's largest open air drug market. So saying this to say, this was a very diabolical scheme. We're seeing the results of it, and we have to infuse things back into the culture that are in alignment with restoring our republic, restoring our communities, restoring our families. If you have a young person that's around and they may not have a father around, you can be a father figure to that person. We're going into homeschooling at the Solutionary Center on June the 25th. We have a class there for people that want to learn about homeschooling. That's because great. The leftists have infiltrated the public school systems. They have. They did a lot of work to make that happen. So we just got to reverse engineer the things pretty much that the leftists have done since maybe the 60s or 70s. And the reason why that's more paramount for us to do that right now is because, again, as freedom people, we believe so much in live and let live that we let the leftists kind of run amok because we anticipated them just doing things for themselves.
Right.
But they wanted our freedoms and our culture gone too.
Yeah.
So we just got to push back with actual work. This does not mean that there's no individual accountability. I want those guys, fathers or not, if you're shooting people last weekend, a few days ago, there was a shooting in Philadelphia, 14 people shot, 3 killed. It wasn't a mass shooting. It was antagonizing issues between two different rival crews. 14 people were still dead, 3 shot. 3 were still dead. I want those guys to have a jury of their peers. I want them to have due process, and I want them to go to jail. We're not at a space where we're saying, oh, this happened and just give these guys a pat on the wrist. No, but we are recognizing some of the issues that leftist policies have created, the outcomes that are generated, as well as recognizing there needs to be punishment and atonement for those actions by those young men, as well as reversing that, because we see what the play is. That's right. What this Solutionary Center is all about, and that's a step in that direction.
It's super exciting, the Solutionary Center. We're talking to Maj Touré. This is America First One-on-One, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans from their daily pain, me included. Yes, I had a low back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free more than 3 years later. Find out for yourself. There's only one way, but it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and tens of thousands of your fellow Americans. Do it today. The only thing you have to lose is the pain. 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com. Relieffactor.com. I don't want to get you into political trouble, Maj, but we have to talk about the state of race relations. We have to talk about the race baiting that is going on. Here is an incredible clip I heard yesterday from Joy Reid. Need to get your reaction. Play cut.
Firearms are an awesome responsibility. Yes. I've been through the licensing process. I've been through the training process. It is something I would never hand to an 18-year-old that I wouldn't have in my house when our kids were young, that we waited till they were moved out of the house, because I understand the awesome responsibility that you literally can take a life with this machine.
Right.
But what Republicans have done is created a culture where literally people are solving their anger and rage issues that are also being stoked by the same party. With guns.
Yes.
Angry about abortion and not enough children, you take a gun out. Angry about immigration, you take a gun out. That happened in Texas.
So the gun violence, according to Joy Reid, is because of Republicans and immigration and abortion rights.
No. That Joy Reid is, and I welcome her to disagree with me, and I got smoke for her too. The reality is she's wrong. She has not done any history. She says that she's trained and goes through the training process and says that she wouldn't have a firearm in the house. Well, if you train, you know about proper storage of a firearm.
Yes.
You know about biometric safes. You know about, you know, big Liberty safes like I have over there. So she's lying. That part's absolutely a lie. Or whoever she trained didn't do a very good job. The other thing that she talks about is that culture was stoked by Republicans. The irony is I have yet to see a mass shooter that is a member of a large Second Amendment organization. I have yet to see a mass shooter or even a criminal that's just shooting it out like on South Street that takes proper safety and responsible ownership of firearms in a serious manner. I've never seen it. Maybe she's seen it, but I haven't. The reality is she's saying things to pander to her particular base. Again, if the Republican Party, which was the party that Frederick Douglass was a part of, which the conservative ideology in regards to limited government, respect for property and property rights, if that was really the theory, then there would be many more leftists that would have been shot during all of the riots over the last 2 years.
Yes. Yes. I mean, yeah, you're absolutely right. It's such a logical observation. All right. Let me. I'm so curious because you're this lone voice. You're an entrepreneur. You're an entrepreneur of ideas, of culture, of self-help. Do you get pushback? What do people in Philly who have been voting Democrat for 70 years do to Marsh Torrey? I'm just so curious.
The hood love me. The hood loves me. The reality is, man, when you translate ideas that leftist policies by and large, not limited to, but by and large, because again, I don't want to pick on anybody too hard, but when you translate policy that has been negative towards a community, I'm a translator. I know how to help people see things very simply. When I say to a community, this is what was presented to you. These types of bad guys are in our community as they're in every community. These people that you voted for are trying to tell you that you don't have the human right to defend your life. When I break that down very simply in, you know, one of our civics breakdowns in our classes at the center, when I say these Constitution, Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence go together to make sure that the people have power and it's a check on government. The people that you're voting for are telling you you ain't black if you don't vote for them. They're telling you they don't want their children raised in a racial jungle. They're telling you that you don't have the means they know better for you than you do in your community. When I back that up with facts and data from a place of love and empathy, the hood is forever mind blown. And that space goes, well, damn, is that the reason why they don't teach civics in our schools anymore?
Uh-huh.
And then we get people starting to go, man, I didn't have social studies. Damn, does my daughter or my son have social studies? We're opening their minds up to the fact of the matter.
Okay.
The difference is with us, we from the cloth, we in the community, and they know it. And they gave us a different level of trust because we right there with them already.
Right, right. I'm sure that if I walked in there looking the way I do, it would take a little bit longer. But I have to ask you, when they have that moment, when they say, yeah, right, or when they quietly between themselves say, you know, this transgender thing is insane. A girl having her breasts cut off is wrong, and you still can't become a boy. Do they make the connection to who they've been voting for all their lives? Can they? Because I hear this story from my wife, who's reaching out to these communities, traveling the country all the time, that people quietly will say, yeah, my values when it comes to family and small government and lower taxes and self-defense, they're all conservative, but I can't tell anybody I'm a Republican. Is that a disconnect that we will always run up against, Marj?
No. When you have the proper liaisons that can translate the message from a place of trust, it gets over that quickly, especially like when I have guys, again, some of my friends are convicted felons that have turned their lives around. When you have that tough guy saying, listen, I believe something, it took me down a path, it was wrong, and this is my experience, and here's the information. This is where I have to be critical of us on the right,
yeah,
whether that's libertarian, independent, GOP, whatever, Republican. We have to develop relationships and put resources behind the people that can translate the message in these communities. The left is dominating because they show up there.
Yeah.
We can't believe this theory of it's an unwinnable race.
We can't win if we don't turn up on the court.
You're going to lose by default. And I really want to challenge this there because I know the thought process. When I'm talking to guys at CPAC and when I'm saying, like, you know, man, I don't know if they'll listen to me. They will listen if the right information is there, but they'll listen faster if you develop the liaisons with those folks that are already there. I'll give you a perfect example. Brownells, Pete Brownells, a buddy of mine.
Yeah, I love Brownells. We've had them on the show. Great company. It is the Bible of gun parts.
Beautiful company. They've been super supportive. And Pete will say to me, Maj, I love that we can get behind what you're doing and you can execute the message and there's no hesitation because they know we have to develop those liaisons.
Yeah.
Again, the Solutionary Center, we only got about $480,000 left to raise. We got to start financially supporting the people that are putting themselves on the front lines that the demographic trusts and listens to. We can't expect them to be more brave if we're not meeting them at least halfway. Because like you said, Doc, when those folks show up and they like, yo, I kind of actually, they're not saying that to pander to you.
No.
They're saying that because they almost feel like they're held hostage in their belief system.
This is the trouble. These are people who need to emancipate themselves, and you are the catalyst. It's Maj Touré. It is the Give, Send, Go / Solutionary. He is the founder of Black Guns Matter, blackgunsmatter.myshopify.com. But please support this amazing new initiative, givesendgo.com/solutionary. This is America First, coming to you live from the relieffactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans across the country, me included, but also people like Yvonne from California. This is her story. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Just those words, pain-free, should be reason enough for you to order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and tens of thousands of your fellow Americans. Call today, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. All right, we got to get you on the show more regularly. We're almost out of time. This is far too much fun. We do have our regular Second Amendment segments every Friday, but this one-on-one is very special. And I just want to say, God bless Maj Touré. Everybody who works with you, who supports you, this is how we will be free Americans and safe Americans again. Last question to you, Maj. What happens from your perspective to the people you work with every single day if this administration gets what it wants and bans AR-15s, semi-automatic handguns like they just did in Canada? What happens to America, Maj?
America will go through a great awakening, and unfortunately it'll come at the backs of a lot of black people. A lot of black people that have been quiet in these urban settings, like you said, that have these values, have these firearms, and maybe a little bit more quiet about it, they'll see that their hope in believing in a system is gone. You don't get to tell the American people, including urban Americans, what property that they get to have. And the trust that we're trying to garner between law enforcement and citizens will be gone, because the reality is, the current administration will not care about which law enforcement officer they're going to send into black communities first to take these firearms. They're not going to go to Beverly Hills and Brentwood and all of these fancy places first. They're going to come to our community, and they're going to put law enforcement officers' lives at risk that this administration does not care about to try to execute unconstitutional violations of human rights. I hope, meditate, and pray that it does not go this way, but America has to deal with the fact that we have a rogue deep state, a puppet that can barely speak and walk functioning properly, in a place where he's about to put more racial tensions, more law enforcement and citizen tensions at the forefront, all because they want to pander to the World Health Organization or China or whatever they want to do.
Right.
We have to wake up. If you're on the right, you have to push back.
All right. Time to wake up. Be more like this guy. We need thousands of Maj Touré's. I've got 10 seconds left. When we were at SHOT Show, we asked everybody, what were they carrying? What is your EDC? What are you carrying now, Maj?
I was in Canada a few days ago by accident and got my Glock 19 confiscated. So now I'm taking... Now I'm carrying a H&K VP9.
Very nice. H&K, solid German precision. I'm a little bit more old school. I like my P7 M13. But that, of course, just is the age difference between us. Follow this man, Maj Touré, on Twitter. He's the founder of Black Guns Matter. And support his amazing initiative. We need these in all cities across the nation. Please donate to givesendgo.com/solutionary. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
Is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
That's Chuck Schumer threatening Supreme Court Associate Justices Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. He's a senator. He's actually the majority leader of the Senate. He's a Democrat. At 2 a.m. this morning in Maryland, outside the home of Justice Kavanaugh, a 26-year-old resident of California was arrested by the U.S. Marshals. His name is Nicholas John Rosca. He was armed with a Glock 9mm, a knife, a hammer, ammunition, and zip ties. He is now in custody, and he has admitted to the authorities that he was going to break into Justice Kavanaugh's home and kill him. Are the U.S. Marshals or agents from the FBI going to now arrest Senator Schumer because he incited violence against members of the Supreme Court? Violence that almost occurred and could have meant the loss of life of a justice and maybe members of his family at home. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem News Channel. I will be providing you updates as we receive them. This is an ongoing story. Let's stay on the topic of weapons safety in America. As we were preparing for the show yesterday, an actor from Uvalde, Texas, was standing at the White House podium giving a speech for 21 minutes. I want to give you my reaction because a lot of conservatives have got this one wrong. I'm very disappointed with people I consider to be good conservatives, friends of mine, people who still work for Fox News, who after that speech was given on the five, this includes Justice Jeanine, Greg Gutfeld, lauded this individual, Matthew McConaughey, praised him, called him better and more of a leader than any politician in Congress and even President Biden. Well, let's look at what he said. First things first, he's an American. He has a right to say whatever he wishes within the confines of the First Amendment, as long as he's not, like Senator Schumer, threatening the life of another American. As a person who grew up in Uvalde, he has a connection. And as a person who went there recently to talk to the parents, he perhaps has something of import to share with us. But remember who he is and where he was standing. He's not an expert in firearms or mental health or school security. He has one claim to fame and one credential, and one credential alone. He gets paid to dress up and pretend to be other people on a movie screen. He's an actor. And to all of you who have commented on social media, well, so was Ronald Reagan, and President Trump, your boss, had a TV show. Utterly irrelevant. Ronald Reagan may have been an actor, but after he stopped acting, he became the president of SAG, the Screen Actors Guild, and then the governor of the richest state in the union, California, after which he was elected to the White House, as was Donald Trump, who's not a reality TV star. He's one of the most successful businessmen in America, who likewise, with 64 million votes, was elected to the highest office in the land to exercise the mandate of the American people. Matthew McConaughey, as far as I know, hasn't been elected to county dog catcher. So he doesn't represent any mandate of the people. He can say what he wants, but he's talking about policy recommendations. Now, what did he say? He touched upon lots of different areas. He said, we need to invest in mental health. What does that mean? He says we need red flag laws and then guarantees to stop them being abused. How? How will you guarantee them not being abused? And he's also the same Matthew McConaughey who said this at a left-wing march not too long ago.
One, let's ban the assault weapons for civilians. And to my friends out there that are responsible, owners of these recreational, or these assault weapons that they use for recreation, please, man, let's take one for the team here and set it down.
Let's ban assault weapons. Yesterday he said, let's just limit them to people over the age of 21. Well, you're a liar, Matthew McConaughey. Unless you've changed your mind and you don't want to ban them and have us, quote, take one for the team. The Second Amendment is not to be infringed. Do you not understand that? And let's talk about the real heart of the matter. He pointed to his wife with a pair of trainers on her lap that allegedly belonged to one of the children. Which is strange, as people have pointed out. They don't exactly look child-sized. His wife seemed to be wearing them on her way to the White House, and they were pristine, brand new, and clean. Not apparently on the body of a child murdered by that devil. And he talked about that child, and he said, here's a picture she drew that my parents gave her. Or gave to me. And it's about the child and a friend of hers looking down from heaven. And the parents commented, according to Matthew, that it's strange because the parents said they'd never spoken about heaven with their daughter. That made me stop for a second. A 10-year-old child whose parents have never discussed the concept of heaven with their daughter? I wonder if the parents of the killer had ever discussed heaven or hell or good or bad with their son. That's the question, Mr. McConaughey, because you talked about another child wanting to read the Bible at the next Sunday service. But why? Why was her reading the Bible important? And you closed your speech talking about us needing to take action and to be true to our moral obligation. But why, Mr. McConaughey? What is our moral obligation? And where does it come from? It's strange that you mentioned family values, but you didn't talk about what they are or where they come from. Why is that, Matthew? Is it because Hollywood won't permit you to? Is it because you've made too much money in an utterly secular environment that prefers to lambast and ridicule those who believe in God? Don't lecture us about family values and our immortal obligation unless you can tell us what the source of that immortal obligation is. Because if you can't, you're just another actor reading just another script. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from just outside the insalubrious, fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C. Are you subscribed? Go now to Spotify, America First, Sebastian Gorka. Never miss an episode. Back after these messages.